Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at rt.ie, contacted in the last few minutes by Sarah. Sarah, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. You say, is this contemporaneous? You say, my name is Sarah. I am a nurse in a busy teaching hospital. Last night I experienced something no woman should have to go through alone. Are you talking about last night, Sarah?
Yeah.
Oh, my
last
God.
Last night.
Tell us what happened.
So I was in work and I kind of noticed that I was kind of experiencing a bit of heavy bleeding and it wasn't my period that I had, I thought, so I wasn't sure what was going on, but it definitely wasn't my period. So I told my boyfriend and we rang the BHI and the nurse was lovely. She told me to go into a maternity hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So we drove into town, I won't say which one, but we went to one. And at the door, we were told, he can't come in with you, it's just you. And I was visibly unwell, I was visibly upset, I was in shock, and they weren't budging. Even after I went in, I told them what was I thought was happening, and they were like, I'm really sorry, this is the policy, and there's not a lot we can do. And I understand that I'm a nurse, as I said, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realise that this was still happening to women in Ireland, and I just found it horrendous.
Because we've been getting these really, really difficult stories from women like yourself, Sarah, over the last 6 months, I can tell you, since the pandemic started, way back in March. And we, every time we do it, we're told, oh, things are going to change and maternity hospitals are going to listen and try and change things to make it more humane. But it doesn't seem to happen. You were told full stop that your partner could not come in.
Yeah, at the door we were told no, he's not coming in. So he had to wait in the car while I was inside on my own at 11:30 at night.
And how long were you kept in hospital for?
It wasn't too long. It was. They were very quick to be fair to him, but it was the principle of it, to be honest with you, that really upset me. It was scary. I didn't know what was happening. I'm not from Dublin. I have to travel. I was really scary, to be honest with you, and I just didn't think this was still happening. And it's nothing to do with the nurses. I know that they're just following what they have to do. This isn't about them, you know.
And what is the situation? Obviously, you work in a hospital that's not maternity, a general hospital or whatever, but a hospital that's obviously not maternity hospital because you had to go to a maternity hospital when you were working in the other hospital. But what is the rules in your own hospital, Sarah?
As far as I'm aware, it's still only visitors, you know, in really extreme circumstances. But I'm not aware what it's like in A&E because I don't work down there. I don't know, to be honest with you. But where I was last night was like a maternity hospital A&E, so maybe they're following different protocols. I don't know.
Now, I know the very worrying statistic that Phil Nihay spoke about this morning, the General Secretary of the INMO, and she said 50 nurses a week are contracting COVID-19, which is shocking.
Yeah, I'd well believe it.
Which is sure. And what's have you to go back to the hospital, Sarah? Are they saying
they just said kind of just let nature take its course and then to come back in a week if things are still,
But they are saying you are miscarrying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear what you went through as well, Sarah. But again, the more people that tell their stories, the more it might.
That's true. I was in two minds about calling, but I just thought, like, if this was my sister or if it can help someone, it's worth it.
And you're helping it by raising it. Sarah, what has it been like working in the hospital during the pandemic?
For the most part, it's not too bad, but it's taken a toll on people's mental health, I think. It's it can be quite difficult when people are out sick and it's understaffed, and it's worrying, and the unknown is worse as well,
And is it obviously the workload is incredible, but is it what in terms of the mental health toll at the minute, is that because of people don't know what's coming down the tracks?
I think so. I think there's a sense of like the unknown and like looming. We just don't know, what's gonna go on.
This looming tower of distress that's coming towards us, Sarah. I hope things work out as best they can. In the short term, and also above all in the long term. That's Sarah, and thanks for your service
to you
and your colleagues in the hospital, Sarah, what you're going through.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again. Joe at rt.ie is a simple email.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.